I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Iranian government has dispatched police and security forces to cities across the country in an effort to quell week-long riots that have killed at least 21. Zlatika Hoke reports.
The government has blamed the protests on foreign influence, but observers say this is clearly not the case. Iranians are protesting official corruption and years of economic mismanagement that resulted in high unemployment and declined living standards. Analysts say the use of force may deter protesters for a while, but the clerical regime will not be able to continue as before.
The situation has already changed. This is the first time in 40 years that the Iranian people are facing the regime as a whole.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said in an interview with VOA that people of Iran have full support of the current U.S. government.
I hope, and really my prayer, is that the people of Iran, a youthful population, a well-educated population, understand that the United States of America and the people of this country are their natural ally. We want to see them achieve a free and democratic future.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is pressing his long-held view that voters should be given a chance to rethink Brexit once plans for Britain's departure from the European Union are clear. Blair said on Thursday that the Labour Party he led for 13 years should be actively challenging Brexit rather than going along with plans laid out by Prime Minister Theresa May and her Conservative Party allies. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Thursday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in met with women who were forced to work in Japanese wartime brothels days after their plight again cast a shadow over relations with Japan. A South Korean panel set up to investigate a 2015 agreement with Tokyo said the deal failed to meet their needs. Moon spoke to that effect while meeting with eight of the women for lunch at the presidential compound.
We made it clear that we cannot accept that the comfort women issue has been resolved by the previous government's agreement.
Moon said the 2015 deal, under which Japan apologized to victims and provided $8.8 million to a fund to help them, was seriously flawed. Japan said any attempt to revise the deal could damage relations. Grace Lee reports security researchers have disclosed a set of security flaws that they say could let hackers steal sensitive information from nearly every modern computing device.
You might want to update your computer. Researchers have found a set of security flaws in processors from Intel and AMD that could let hackers steal sensitive information from millions of devices. According to a report released Wednesday, the two bugs affect everything from laptops and tablets to smartphones and even internet servers from the last decade. It's left developers scrambling to find fixes, and experts say the impact will vary from product to product. The bugs, dubbed Meltdown and Spectre, both allow hackers to bypass or trick applications to get passwords or secret information. But reports say the updates to fix the problems might also cause Intel chips to run up to 30% more slowly. Experts are warning businesses to move quickly and update any vulnerable systems, as hackers are expected to develop code they can use to exploit the bugs. At this point, it's not clear whether Intel will face any financial liability arising from one of the reported flaws.
That was reporter Grace Lee. U.S. President Donald Trump called Thursday for stronger voter identification laws, a day after he disbanded a commission tasked with investigating his claims of massive voter fraud. The president has not presented any evidence to back up his allegations that millions of people voted illegally in the 2016 election. He won the presidency by way of the Electoral College while losing the overall popular vote to Democrat Hillary Clinton by nearly 3 million votes. Pakistan has denounced President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet about slashing the country's aid for treating U.S. leaders as fools and giving safe haven to terrorists battling American forces in Afghanistan as completely incomprehensible. Islamabad has reiterated its resolve to work together with Washington to fight terrorism and stabilize Afghanistan. Pakistani leaders insist the United States is scapegoating their country for its Afghan failures. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry Lunch.